Did you know most people cannot absorb the water they are drinking? What do I mean by that? Keep watching. Do you know why when I drink a lot of water, I have to pee every 5 minutes all day? And I feel like I have got to pee bad. Awkward question. Yes, I do know that answer. I'm going to keep this person's identity confidential. This is someone I connected with through TikTok, and we're having like a side conversation right now. So, this is a really simple thing to answer, and this is literally stuff we should have been taught in school, but instead, it's been suppressed since 1918. I wonder why. So, reading right here in this book, okay, so the water supply to the cells is provided by special water channels that are lined with aquaporin. So, in order for water to move in and out of cells, it goes through a channel called aquaporins. Aquaporin. Pretty self-explanatory. So, these aquaporins are positively charged spiral-shaped proteins. They allow only negatively charged water, which majority of people is not are not drinking negatively charged water, molecules to enter the cell, preventing positively charged low energy water. Majority of the population is drinking low energy water that's not being properly absorbed by our cells. The best way I can show this is our aquaporin has essentially a gate, a door. So if it's lined with a positive charge, okay, and then here comes positively charged water that we're drinking and it's going by our cells, what happens? It's resisting. It's being resisted because it's not bioavailable to our cells. Our cells don't recognize it as energy life-giving water. It's dead zombie water. Whereas when you switch to negatively charged water that they don't want you drinking, that's been suppressed since 19, what happens when you start drinking negatively charged water? It's sucked right up by your cells and it has an extremely detoxifying effect. And before any trolls come on here thinking I'm just making this stuff up, you can look to Peter Agar, who was awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for this in 2003. So here's another graphic for those of you who are visual. Here is our aquaporin. Here is how water pours in and out of our cell. It needs to have a negative charge in order to properly enter and properly hydrate us, properly carry out waste. Aquaporins are literally the plumbing system for our cells. And this is found by Dr. Peter Agar. This stuff is nothing new. Like, it takes some awareness and some education to start to learn the things that we were not taught in school. And this stuff is super, super important. This information can literally change the trajectory of people's lives. So, I myself had IBS. I had all sorts of digestive issues. When I went to school for dietetics and nutrition, I was not taught this stuff in school. They were telling us to drink reverse osmosis. Now, knowing what I know about reverse osmosis, like I would never drink that. I would never recommend it to anyone. It's almost like they want people drinking it because they know it doesn't properly give the body what it needs. Really, really interesting as you start to connect the dots with this. And when you wake up to this information about water, it just becomes so like mind-shattering because, you know, purified water, bottled water, Brita, Birkey, well water, all of these things are positively charged. It's super important to be giving our body negatively charged water. Otherwise, you're drinking water, it's going through your digestive system, you're peeing it out, it's not properly hydrating you. This is why so many people are dealing with brain fog, low energy, digestive issues. Our intestinal mucosa is lined with positively charged mucosa, and you need negatively charged water to properly hydrate the intestines. This is why so many people have digestive issues. I thought it was the food I was eating. It's more so about the water you're drinking. It's not about how much water you drink. It's about what kind of water you drink. Anyway, this is getting super long. I could go on and on and on about this stuff. Comment below, send me a message. The best way for me to help you, if you're super, super serious about this, is just click the link in my bio. You're instantly given information. I'm only one person and I'm spread super thin right now. Be careful. There is a lot of scams out there when it comes to negatively charged water and negatively charged systems. And just use discernment. Be careful. Stay hydrated.